listening to The Art Show, and Alice Walker is here to explain the week's arts news. But first, Alice, I need you to explain to me, what is a museum?
That is a very good question, Ed. And right now, I can't really help you because not even ICOM, the International Council of Museums, knows the answer. Representatives from 120 countries gathered in Kyoto last week to discuss a range of issues and to vote on a proposed new definition for a museum. The current definition has only been updated in minor ways over the last few decades, and ICOM says it no longer reflects the way museums have changed and their challenges, visions, and responsibilities.
Okay, so they did come up with a new definition?
Well, they called out for suggestions, and in July, the executive board came up with another definition. It's long, so I won't read it all, but it begins with, museums are democratising inclusive and polyphonic spaces for critical dialogue about the past and the futures. And it ends by saying museums enhance understandings of the world, aiming to contribute to human dignity and social justice, global equality and planetary well-being.
Wow, and that's the edited version. So how did that go down?
It's proven divisive. Some countries, including Australia, according to the Art newspaper, supported that change, but others criticised the new definition as ideological and impractical. So in the end, 70% voted to delay the vote on the new definition. So watch this space, I'd say. You can find a link to both the current definition and the proposed new one on the Art Show website.
Well, that's going to make very fascinating reading. And please let us know what you think. Now, there's a new report out from a new approach. Who are they?
A new approach is a think tank focused on the arts. It's based in Canberra at the Australian Academy of the Humanities. It was started up last year with funding from three philanthropy groups, the Meyer Foundation, the Tim Fairfax Family Foundation, and the Keir Foundation. It released its first report yesterday, and it looks at government spending on the arts over the past decade, from 2007 to 2018.
Okay, I'm going to take a wild guess, Alice. It's going down.
Well, it depends which government sector you're talking about, Ed. The report crunched the numbers put out by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, adjusting them to wage price index. It found government expenditure on the arts hasn't kept up with a growing population, so per capita funding has dropped 4.9%. But what's really interesting is when you look at the different tiers of government.
Ooh, so what does that show?
So it shows federal government per capita funding has gone down a huge 18.2% over the last decade. State and territory government per capita funding has gone up 3.9%. And local government funding has gone up 11%. Mm-hmm. A new approaches program director, Kate Fielding, says that was unexpected.
I think there's some really interesting themes that are happening in here which show us how the landscape is changing in ways we perhaps didn't realise. So I will there point to the increased role of local government. That's such a surprising finding in this report. I guess lots of people had kind of gone, yep, we know that local government is an important part of this space. But seeing that trend over the last 11 years, seeing their commitment to this space, I think really highlights some of the opportunities here.
So, Alice, what are these opportunities?
So these are like the recommendations of the report, but they call them opportunities. One is for federal, state and territory and local governments to work more closely together. Another is for funding to be increased, so Australia aligns with the OECD average. The latest figures show Australia is ranked just 26 out of 33 countries when it comes to cultural funding. The report also suggests making capital expenditure as strategic as possible. As it noted, spending per capita on buildings like museums and libraries, that went up by almost 50%, while recurrent expenditure, so that's things like programs, grants, wages and so on, that went down 11%.
Okay, now speaking of money spent on buildings, there's a new Bauhaus Museum in Germany.
Back in April, you spoke to Dr. Claudia Perrin, director of the Bauhaus Dessau Foundation, about the art school's 100th anniversary and the new museum opening in Dessau. So Dessau was one of the sites for the Bauhaus school, and it has the most Bauhaus buildings in the world. So Dr. Claudia Perrin said Bauhaus collections differed greatly in East and West Germany and described some of the things that you can see in the new museum.
So we actually have a GDR-based Bauhaus collection, which is focused a lot on the teaching method. Uh-huh. We have a lot of material from students, a whole series of prototyping certain chairs. We have a lot of sketches and a lot of planning material, which is really interesting if you see it in relation especially to the buildings that were only built in Dessau.
Over the weekend, the new museum's ribbon was cut by Claudia Perrin, Angela Merkel and other dignitaries. So, ta-da, it's open.
Hey, thanks so much, Alice. Alice Walker there with Arts News.